Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
104 Collective, my family takes us to our conversation on the other side of 1640 with a track titled Never Let Go. And Daylene Cools is our guest, who is marketing manager at the Comrades Marathon.
Come live the life at 657 AM.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
The Comrades Marathon has been an enduring story of overcoming obstacles, challenging conventions, breaking barriers, personal victories, and being the most unifying race in South Africa. In the history of this great race, over 470,000 athletes have participated over the 96 editions of the Comrades Marathon. Nothing short of phenomenal. From the efforts of Bill Rowan winning the first race with a sub-9 to Wally Haywood breaking the sub-6-hour barrier. Then came the phenomenal Isabel Roche Kelly to become the first woman to break the sub-7:30, followed on by Frith van der Merwe with her astonishing sub-6-hour downrun finish. And now with this new wave of elite athletes led by the likes of Khaya Disdain and Tete Dijane, setting new records and giving us a vivid idea of what the future of ultra marathons will look like.
My family, you should see the smile on my face. I mean, the visuals are absolutely phenomenal. We just played you just part of that promo video ahead of the Comrades Marathon, my family. The date has been set. June is coming. And we've got Daylene Cools, who is marketing manager, joining us right now on the line. Daylene, how exciting is that as we greet you and welcome you here on Radio Pulpit?
I am absolutely phenomenal to be with you and your listeners this evening or this afternoon.
Yes,
I mean, I must admit, listening to the promo video of this year's Comrades already gives me goosebumps. And I couldn't share it with a better audience than yours this afternoon.
Sure.
64 days to the 49th Comrades Marathon Uprun. As you can imagine, being part of the organizing committee, it's full steam ahead to this year's app that will start in Durban and end at the Hollywood Bet Scottsville Racecourse here in Pietermaritzburg, the home of the Comrades Marathon.
Yeah.
It's good days. These are really good days. 5 years since the last uprun.
Amazing.
And here we are, you know, 97 editions later and really just, revving and so amped for this year's edition of the race.
Man, this is exciting. Just watching everything happening. This is absolutely exciting. Daylene, the theme, before we get to the theme, right, I was just listening to that promo. As you say, it's the 97th run. Amazing. What does uprun mean? I've always had a thing between uprun and downrun. Like, please just, you know, settle it for us once and for all. What does it mean when you say it's an uprun?
Well, you know, the nicest thing about the Comrades Marathon, firstly, no doubt, Madan Journey,
come on.
The Comrades Marathon has also prided itself on coming up with absolute authentic campaigns, and the theme this year is really a resounding one. Like I said, especially mostly because of the uprun returning after 5 years. Given that two of those 5 years, the race was cancelled due to COVID-19.
Right.
But I know, like, for instance, at the end of last year, it's like after a double down in 2002 and 2022 and 2023, a lot of international runners were just waiting for the announcement that, you know, of the direction of the race being an uprun. Yes, it might just be, oh, well, one race starts in Pietermaritzburg as per the original one and was a downrun ending in Durban. And then obviously the subsequent one became an up starting at the Durban City Hall, ending in Pietermaritzburg. But there is a very big difference. Either way, along the Comrades route, whether you're starting in the coastal city and ending inland, you're still going to encounter the hills, the kopjes, you know, almost like mountainous terrain here and there, all of KZN's undulating hills and valleys. Very picturesque, very beautiful, but many a runner will tell you that the down does take its toll. You know, with downhill running, not easy on the legs, on the knees.
Right.
Ups, also, obviously, you've got to build that physical prowess. But I wonder whether you like it or not, the Comrades Marathon, whether it's a down or an up, is the ultimate test of mental and physical endurance.
No, certainly.
And you've got to have it in you to run those, whether it's 87 or 85.91 kilometers this year or the traditional 87.7 kilometers on the usual up run or the nearly 90 kilometers on the down run. The Comrades Marathon tests you to the limit.
Absolutely does, Delaine. And I must say, I mean, I totally agree with that. It tests you even if you are in that van, you know, that follows runners.
the media truck.
Yes.
I mean, it's like even as a supporter, you've got to get up at Sparrows, be there for your runners. You know, so all of South Africa wakes up to the Comrade Spirit on race day because they've all got to function in one way or another. You know, international runners come in droves to Comrades because they will tell you no matter where you run, there is nothing like the Comrades, and mostly because of the spectators lining the street.
Right.
From the start to the finish, you'll find packs of them. I mean, in these years, mostly due to the roadworks, you'll find the usual spectator spots not as crowded as they usually are. But whether you like it or not, there's still 400,000 to 600,000 supporters and spectators lining that 86-kilometer stretch on race day. And runners will tell you, nowhere else does that phenomenon exist like it does in South Africa and specifically for the Comrades Marathon. And that is what they come for. I mean, this year we've got 47 refreshment stations as opposed to the traditional 42 or 43. And once again, you know, it's like just refreshment station volunteers come in numbers of between 4,000 to 6,000. And here you are at every refreshment station between 50 and 150, you know, volunteers just churning out all of the water from Thirsty, the sports drinks, the Coca-Cola, the bananas, oranges, the biscuits. It's like, you know, the energy bars, the cooked potatoes in the second half of the race. And international runners, once again, you can really get a feel for the race from runners that spend, you know, all those tens of thousands of rand to get from their country overseas,
right,
you know, let alone enter the race, and then do the whole travel and then come and fill up our hotels, our guest houses, Airbnbs, and the like, just to experience the Comrades Marathon. And like I say, you know, their opinions of what the Comrades Marathon means, of the experience and what it's like, really does ring true when you look at it from the outside in, and you see exactly how much goes into the Comrades Marathon, and not just this from us as the organizers, but the entire province and the country. We put out Ubuntu like nothing else. And people return for that.
No, absolutely. Look, I think for those, my family, if you've just joined us, we're in conversation with Delaine Cools, who is marketing and comms manager out at the Comrades Marathon, organizing committee, certainly. This year, 2024, the theme, as Delaine has related, is no doubt Naganjani. It's an uprun. Delaine, let's help the person that is going to be busy with logistics and planning out your trip out to Durban. What would you advise them, especially from just a logistics point of view? If the race is starting in Durban, would you rather advise that spectators and supporters stay in Durban, or should they book out in Pietermaritzburg? You see, these are the things for me that always just boggle my mind. So where exactly are you stationed if you're just a supporter?
And it depends, like I said, if you're coming from out of town, out of KZN, obviously you're going to have to find accommodation at one of the hotels. I can guarantee you most of the establishments in Pietermaritzburg are already fully booked. And, and usually you'll find that runners and supporters who are in the know already make their bookings and confirm accommodation and everything that Comrades Race Week is going to look like almost a year before. So don't ask for one Comrades. It's like things start steamrolling towards not just the Comrades Marathon's organization of the race, but towards the runner and supporters arrangement. So for me, I must admit, it's like even us as the organizing committee, because of the 3-day expo at the Durban Exhibition Center, a lot of us, even if we are based and live in Pietermaritzburg, we do get holed up in Southern Sun Hotels in Durban. Durban has really got the best of accommodation offerings, tourism offerings, restaurants. So when it comes to KZN, as much as you want to experience what Pietermaritzburg, you know, has as the capital city of KwaZulu-Natal, as the home of the Comrades Marathon, as housing the Comrades Marathon Museum at Comrades House, there's a lot to see and do in Pietermaritzburg. But like I say, in order to experience the best of the coastal city of Durban, I think you almost want to stay there. And especially because due to the roadworks over the last 3 years, you will find that getting from Pietermaritzburg to the Durban start will be will pose a bit of a challenge. So I would highly recommend that runners more look to see that they can find and secure accommodation in Durban, make an early entrance at the start or early access to the start, and just make sure that they feel good about it and are really confident, because you don't want to be rushing around just to make your way to the start line on Comrades Day. So preceding Comrades, just to talk a bit about the expo, that is the traditional 3-day expo at, in Durban at the Durban Exhibition Center, and that's from Thursday the 6th of June right up until Saturday at 4 p.m. and that'll be the 8th of June. And then subsequently, we're also hosting a Pietermaritzburg registration point, which is not as busy as Durban. You'll find maximum 25% of the field will register at Comrades House in Pietermaritzburg. So the queues are much shorter. There's much, you know, more or less hassle with getting all registered, picking up your T-shirt, your race numbers, your goodie bags, the Mr. Price Sport race tee, the Toyota Comrades Runner's Cap, lots of goodies in the goodie bag this year, lots of hype around that. And we've been really planning around that, you know, quite fervently. So runners going to appreciate that. But then, like I said, the expo, having been a tradition and part and parcel of Comrades Week since 1983, is the place to be in Comrades Week. Even if you register in PNB, you want to visit the Comrades Expo. It's where the entire running fraternity, all of the top sporting brands, all of our sponsors and partners, where really the running world meets in Durban for those 3 days. And we are Africa's largest sporting expo. So you certainly want to come and have a peek if you've never been to the expo. And if you have been, you'll see why you want to return.
Certainly.
And meet and greet all the club members, and lots of things happening there. So so once you're registered, all good. Like I said, for race day, you want to make your way to the start early and just to avoid any hassles. And then at 5:30, as you know, the gun goes, all of the tradition, the hype, the shoshalos, the national anthem, the Maxim von Cockerel, everything that Comrades is absolutely renowned for is what's going down.
Now, tell me, Delaine, before we let you go, the current records that are in place, what are those? Because, you know, let's just encourage somebody that thinks, look, I can still do this. I can still get myself going. What records are up for grabs in this year's uprun?
Yeah. And just for the listeners' knowledge and information, Comrades Marathon operates on best times rather than records because we don't have a predetermined route that remains the same every year. Oh. And that's the difference, for instance, between a 1,000-kilometer track record or, you know, a 42.2-kilometer where you know you've got a designated start and finish and that distance doesn't change. So with the Comrades Marathon, as you'll see, yes, the distance does change due to road works, due to other detours that have to be taken year in and year out. We do route marking and route measurement every year. So all of that is officially measured by technical officials and stuff. But besides that, as you know, the darling of South African road running did better the uprun time for women in 2019. So Gerda Steyn's uprun best time of 5:58.53 still stands, which will probably go this year.
Yeah.
But then we're also, I mean, it's like there's a long-standing best time that was set by Leonid Shvetsov, the Russian, back in 2008. So it's like we're looking at like a 16-year best time of 5:24.49 in the men's race.
That
we are hoping will also go. I mean, a lot of us as South Africans have been proudly in Mzansi, want to see Tete Dijana take his hat trick and third win. So we're hoping that that best time will go and also Tete will get his hat trick.
Sure.
But also, you know, we've got such a formidable lineup of top contenders. I mean, just so you know, if the best times are not enough motivation that they can be broken, a 4.8 million rand prize purse certainly will be. So we're also banking on that, Ayanda, that, you know, that we're going to... Right now, we're in the thick of substitutions. So runners who can't run due to personal injury or, you know, any training niggles or just feel like they're just not available for Sunday, the 9th of June, could have until the 29th of March withdrawn their entry and put it back into the pool. So we had, I think, just over 1,500 athletes who withdrew their entry, making it available for aspirant entrants who couldn't enter in time. Or couldn't, you know, get their entry before the cap was reached. But now we have until the 15th of April for all of those entries to be taken up. And the elite contenders are still entering until then. And so we're still looking forward to an absolute stellar lineup of top international and international contenders. As you know, last year we had 82 or 83 nations participating in the Comrades Marathon. And this year, I think we're just nearing 80 different countries, you know, sending their top athletes, their recreational runners, just anyone who loves the Comrades Marathon to be part of it. And we're probably going to reach that 2,500 number of just international runners coming to Comrades again this year. So who knows who's going to actually take those podium finishes. But like I said, with nearly 5 million in the kitty for that, an additional 500,000 rand for the top man and woman if they do break the best time, then you must know there's also a 200,000 rand first South African man and South African lady prize, a 60,000 rand first KwaZulu-Natal man and KwaZulu-Natal lady prize. So there's a lot of money in the Comrades Marathon to really attract the best.
Delaine, listen, you're making me want to pack my bags and come to Durban now, but listen.
Come run the race and win it.
Only because of time. Thank you so much for your time. This is where we absolutely leave it. And in the meantime, anyone listening, anyone interested, supporters, runners, anyone can obviously get in touch with you via your website. Comrades, hang on, let me just get back to it. So it's via your website, comradesmarathon.com, and all the information.
No, comrades.com. That is correct, Ayanda. And yeah, for me, lots of love to all Pulpit FM listeners, to you guys. Thanks for the support. Love from Comrades, Naganjan. It's going to be the best uprun yet.
Aye, come on. I love it. Naganjan. Oh, my family, let me tell you, comrades.com is where you can find more information. 2 minutes after five, that was Delaine Cools, who's marketing and comms manager out at Comrades. And it's now time for us to have a look at stories making headlines this hour.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.